Aaron, how much of a rhythm do you feel like you were able to get in against Chicago, and how can that be carried over, do you think?
I don't know how much can be carried over. We got into a rhythm there after the fumble touchdown and got some things going those last three drives. But momentum can only be started once a game has begun and continues. The confidence you can carry over, and I feel good about the things we did with Ty and Randall and Devontae having big games, but you got to create your own momentum once the game starts.
Is the way you played against Chicago sustainable?
Sustainable?
Short-term, long-term?
I don't really know what that means. I don't understand the question.
Throwing it 59 times, short stuff, still holding a ball for 40 minutes.
I mean, I don't know. It just depends on the game. You know, if a team is going to play a certain way and our personnel dictates, you know, we got to have certain guys on the field, that's how the game's going to go. You know, you look at different teams around the league. Some games they throw it, 40, 50 times. Some games they try and run it. You know, it's just based on personnel and matchup.
When you play the number one offense as a team, obviously it puts pressure on your defense. Does it put any pressure on your offense as well to try to keep up with a scoring team like that?
It just depends. We trust our defense to do their job. But, they get paid on both sides of the ball. So, you know, we know we got to be efficient and score points, especially in the red zone. We've been doing a great job on third down, you know, ranking the top of the league there. But the red zone's been slipping a little bit. We've been not scoring as often touchdowns as we need to. In a game where you got Matt playing so well and Julio obviously having a big season, you got to expect them to make some plays, so we're going to have to score some points.
If you were able to get some big downfield plays, in what ways can it help this offense in that building?
I mean, it's about momentum, like Rob said. Once you start the game and on the road in an environment like that, you got to start fast. You got to get the crowd out of it. You know, we've been in there multiple times and know how loud it can be when it's rocking. They've lost a couple in a row, so I'm sure they're looking for a bounce back game, and we're going down there with some confidence. We've won in that building before, and we've won big games on the road before. We just got to put it all together.
Aaron, how difficult is it for someone like Ty, who's a receiver, start playing running back? What's that transition like, and how difficult is it for him?
I mean, that's a good question for him. I think mentally he has the aptitude to do it. I mean, he's a studious guy. I said after the game, you know, him and Don, you know, spent some extra time with me night before, you know, talking about different things, and I'm sure that'll happen this week. Maybe get Niall in on it as well this time to make sure he's ready to go. And, you know, we got to go with the guys we got and make sure they're ready to play.
You know, when you go back and look at whether it's your performance of your offense, what's a good sample size to give an indication of how you're playing now? I mean, you go back two games, four games, how big of a picture can you look at that?
Well, you talk about establishing identity, and we've had a lot of injuries at skill positions, so it's hard to do that without, obviously, some of the guys we thought were going to be big contributors starting the season, without Jared Cook, without James Starks, without Eddie Lacy. I'm not sure what the, you know, receiver health will be. Obviously, Aberderis went on IR. So it's been a lot of moving parts. So it's going to be a work in progress probably even later in the season than it usually is.
You mentioned you've won in that building before. Obviously, a lot's different with the team. But does that sort of confidence carry over with the building like that at all?
It does for me. I mean, the thing about this league that's special is you got so many young guys every year. Who are hungry, who get to experience those feelings for the first time. You know, a big win at home, a big win on the road, playing right after a big win, and those are all fun experiences that you hope for every season. So games like this can be benchmarks for the memories that we can store away, you know, in our minds and have some good feelings and memories about if we go down there and take care of business and play the way we want to play.
How quick is Beasley getting off the edge for them?
Yeah, he's a really athletic guy. You got to account for him in the passing game and the run game. He's an athletic guy who has a lot of moves. I said on the conference call with Atlanta, having a guy like Dwight down there I think helps all those guys because he's got so many years and knowledge and a variety of moves, and you're seeing Vic's able to do it in a number of different ways with the speed, with power. And he's a guy you got to account for. We got to block him up this week.
The 31st against the pass. Do you see matchups on film that you like this week in a game like this?
Well, they've been ahead of a lot of teams. You know, we felt that for years, and we, you know, blow teams out. You know, you're going to give up some passing yards. They've been ahead, and teams have had to throw it to come back against them. So you're going to give up some passing yards. They've been scoring. They're right up at the top of the league in scoring. And a lot of times that goes hand in hand with teams getting some yards late in games to throw the ball.
Aaron, what's been the key to success on third down?
I think it starts with a good plan. I think we put together a really nice plan and executed pretty well also. I think there's been some great creativity in that, and then we've just been making some plays. I've extended some plays and scrambled for a couple, but we've done a better job of converting our runs, which we haven't done in the past, and then doing a really good job on 6-10, which has been an area we've struggled at times. Last year, so doing a better job there and doing a better job 1-5 as well.
You guys are down on the depth chart at several positions because of injuries. How do you avoid the collective kind of woe is us, self-pitying type team attitude?
Well, I mean, I think you listen to your language and how you're talking about it. Julius last week talked about to the team not making any excuses. I think that's something that rings true. You know, it's a next man up league, so we got to go with the guys we got and make no excuses. Let's get everybody prepared to play, and they're professionals too. You know, we don't expect a drop-off from those guys. Even if on paper they're not rated as high as the guy they're taking the spot of. We need those guys to contribute, and we all got to play to the best of our abilities, and there's expectations on all of us to play well, whether you've been here a week or you've been here for a long time. So we got to do our job.
Speaking of a long time, four straight home games. Now you go on the road for 4 or 5.
Great segue.
How do you keep from looking at that daunting challenge? How do you keep it in the one game at a time thing when you know what's ahead?
I'm not going to get into cliches here. I mean, you look ahead all the time. It's a tough stretch. It's 4 out of 5. You know, we just had the pleasure of being at home for a long time, and counting the bye week. You know, it's been a while since we've been on the road. This is a tough stretch in our season. It's going to tell us a lot about the kind of team that we are. We don't look ahead, during the week, but, of course, you let your mind go to the schedule and you think about 4 out of 5 on the road and how important it's going to be to make the most of those opportunities starting this week.
Aaron, when a guy like Devontae has a game that he has the other night, how hard is it to go back to him based on whether it's attention that a defense is going to pay to him or just the law of averages makes it tough to have another game?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the way the league goes. You know, they're going to react to what we're doing. We saw it, in actually games that he's had big production. I think about the New England game, they moved corners around on him after he started getting going. You think about the last week, they started moving Tracy over on him. It's a good thing. You know, if they're worried about him, then we're going to go to Jordy. They're worried about Jordy, we'll find somebody. They're worried about Randall, we'll find somebody. You know what I mean? And that's the beauty of having guys that can play different spots and guys that are unselfish. I would assume, I didn't see anything they said, but I would assume you talk to a guy like Jordy after that game, he's as happy for Randall and Ty and Devontae as they are when he's, breaking out and catching, a ton of balls and a ton of yards. And that's the tribute to those guys as teammates and players, but also as people, and I'm really proud of the way those guys are unselfish and care about each other.
How much more acclimated do you think Don and Niall are now, kind of a full week into this thing, what they could give you if they won game?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's a huge jump. We're one day into practice this week, so I could give you a better answer Saturday. Thankfully, I won't have to talk, but those guys, I can tell you this, in just meeting with Don and Ty last week, those guys care about it a lot, and they really want to do well out there from a preparation standpoint. So that's where it starts. You know, for me, I've talked about standing right here multiple times about being able to trust a guy is directly tied to preparation. So I'm proud of the way that those guys approach their job, and Niall's no different. You know, he's got my number, and I anytime he wants to get a hold of me, I said he can outside the facility. And when we're here, we're working together. We're talking about things. Brett's taking him through. Through mental reps as well. So it's great having a guy like Brett who knows the offense so well and cares about his job as a backup quarterback.
With Devontae, when did you first see the potential that he's now turning into production? I know he called you right after he was drafted. In his first year, he was always talking to you, heading out to the practice field. You called him the offseason MVP last year. When did you see all this coming?
Well, he was like like a Greg Jennings or Randall Cobb when they first got to the team, where you could tell right away they had a maturity about them and a confidence on the field, the ability to run any route possible out there, and the swagger to know that the ball should come my way. And I said after the game, you know, when a guy is telling you, hey, I like this route, I like this route, that's where you want to be at. You want your line telling you, you know, what type of protections they're liking. You want your receivers telling you what kind of routes I think can work. And your tight ends, you want your backs telling you what runs they want. I mean, I think that's when your team is really clicking more and more connected, is when they feel confident, you know, putting their spin on things.
Two more, Brian.
You mentioned Ty and Don. Was that like a sleepover situation or a slumber party?
That's a weird question. There's a hotel we stay at.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a bed check. They were out of there by bed check.
So maybe like a lobby area or something.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Jeff Truman came out with a book, The Gunslinger. There's been some things out there. I mean, what do you think about that? How much is that as fact? How much is fixed? How much is true? I mean, as a quarterback, I mean, he wasn't here for that. I mean, when you hear some of the things that are being said, what kind of goes through your mind?
Well, you know what? It's the small excerpt that I read is highly sensationalized. And I'll just say this. The first time I met Brett was on the practice field. And I could barely get a sentence out of, hello, my name is Aaron. Did I call him Grandpa at any time during the 3 years together? Probably. But it's in the same joking way that my man Brett Hundley called me Grandpa 3 weeks ago on the field when we were doing a competitive drill. So the story that was out there that I saw is completely 100% false. And I would dare anybody to test my memory on that. You guys know how my memory is. The end.